Have you ever tried to explain to your friends what the demo scene really is? Well, I've tried, and I can't help but smile to their reactions. Most of them aren't interested enough to understand what I'm talking about, and mostly just responds, "Okay, cool." And some of them just asks, "Why?" And, well, that's a good question. Why do we do this? Mostly to have fun, I guess. But also to gain experience and knowledge in coding and music making and graphic, whatever graphicians do. And when you look at it, it's kind of silly, really. And that's why I decided to compare a demo party to a normal booze get-together that people have. On a normal party, or whatever you like to call it, there's, of course, people and a party place. And booze, and that's kind of all you need. Maybe some kind of musical equipment like a stereo to play or some songs on which you can sing along to when you're drunk enough. On a demo party, there's kind of the same things. There's the booze, there's the people, it's the party place, and also a lot of music, which is played all over the place. And here's one thing that differs from a normal party and a demo party. On a normal party, there's mostly just one song playing at a time on the stereo, but on a demo party, there's 100 songs playing at a time at a ridiculous volume, on really humongous amps, and everybody gets kind of annoyed from it, but we do it anyway. Everybody does it, though everybody hates it, and we love it, though we hate it. And that's one thing that is really silly. Well, moving on. On normal parties, we do have some competitions. We have the sack race, where you jump around in a sack. I wasn't referring to a bed now. I was referring to a sack, which you can, like, store flour in or whatever. The sack race that includes a bed normally doesn't happen during the party, mostly after the party when, forget it. Anyway, what I'm getting to is, on demo parties, we have very silly competitions. We have competitions in music and also in demos, which really can be described as non-interactive multimedia demonstrations, which take months to make and a lot of effort to get good. And, well, compare this to the sack race, which takes about 5 minutes to set up, and the demo compo, which takes 6 months to finish. There you have it. Another silly thing about demo parties. Another silly thing about demo parties is the ridiculous amount of time that some spend without sleep. On a normal party, you usually fall asleep or fall down drunk and can't get up, and thus sleep where you fall. On demo parties, on the other hand, you boost yourself with nicotine, caffeine, drugs, whatever it takes to stay up the whole 3 or 4 days that the demo party lasts. Very silly indeed. So why are we being this silly? I really don't know. Well, I do know that it's a lot of fun to be silly, and that's why I'm silly all the time. But otherwise, I can't think of any reason to do it. We are silly people. Demo sceners are silly. You are the silliest scum on earth. Get that? Right. Now I have to think of another topic to talk about. Go away now and do something silly. Bye.